Hello, welcome back to Progress Talk. And today I'm going to talk about Pete Buttigieg. Yes, you heard me right. Pete Buttigieg. He is the current mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I'm just going to talk about him. So, just to preface this discussion, in the future, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take multiple candidates, do a really long podcast, post that podcast, but I'm going to have my friend, who's a very good editor, he's going to go in, he's going to edit the podcast, and just take out the little clips. So, let's just say I do Andrew Yang, Julian Castro, and John Hickenlooper. If you wanted to just hear Julian Castro, I'd post that too. But if you wanted to listen to all of those three and just hear me talking a bunch, then you would listen to the whole super episode. So Pete Buttigieg is a millennial. First and foremost, a millennial. I'm just going to say that. That's his main approach so far, is like, I'm a millennial. I am going to work hard to fight for millennials. At least that's what I got from his ad. I know that when you're becoming president, you want to appeal to all different groups of people. But that's his main focus so far, those kind of young adults. He is gay. Personally, I don't think this matters. Like, if I was voting for someone, I'd vote mainly based on policy. I wouldn't really care if they're gay. I don't know how this shakedown would come out in national politics, how people would vote, but let's just say that he's from a more conservative area in a red state. He was the mayor there for 4 years, running for re-election, announced he was gay, and instead of losing, he won by 80% of the vote. So, I think he's doing pretty good on that. Doesn't seem to matter too much. He served in Afghanistan. I think that's pretty important. It seems like there's been at least a few candidates that have had some military experience. And that also plays in to help with foreign policy. As I said, mayor of South Bend, Indiana. People love him there. Honestly, I don't know how you can be liked as a mayor. In my city, people just hate the mayor. It's like a thing. People hate our mayor. So the fact that he's won by 80% for re-election is pretty impressive. I'll give that to him. So I went to his website, and here's what I hate about campaign websites, is they never tell you a thing about policy. I had to go to like Wikipedia or something to find his actual stances on policy. What I hate about candidates' websites is there's like always a shop. You can always buy merchandise. You buy the t-shirt, you can buy the bumper sticker, whatever you need, the hat, whatever. Or you can donate money. You can donate money to their cause. And I know, to be fair, that should be on every candidate's website, to donate money. Because I know the DNC is doing something different with the way that they're getting people into the debate stage, because there's so many people running. And I'll talk about that in probably the next super episode, which will be coming soon. And then there's always something where you can add your name onto a list and they'll email you. And I know I'm already on one or two of their lists. I get the emails all the time. So that's what I hate about it. Start putting your policy up. And to be fair to a couple candidates, I can't remember which ones right now, but some of them do have their policy up. So that's a big thing. If any potential 2020 candidates are listening to this, please put your policy on your website so I can actually see and educate the people. And people can be educated on why they actually should vote for you, not just because you're gay or you're millennial, whatever. His policy is pretty standard. Seems like climate change is a national security threat. Completely agree with that. That's a big one. He agrees with NAFTA. Thinks that we're losing a bunch of jobs because of our backing out of that. Yeah, pretty standard for a Democrat. Supports pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Now, if I were in a more angry mood right now, I might go into a big rant about how I think that candidates need at least some foreign policy experience. And don't worry, that'll be coming. But not tonight. I'm just going to say that's good. I like the non-interventionist approaches, and it obviously hasn't been working too well there. Support single-payer healthcare. Now, this one is a tricky one for him because he can't seem to wrap around completely. He's like, yeah, it's a good idea. I don't know if we'll be able to do it completely right away, whatever, whatever. And then, like, Bernie and Tulsi and Warren are up here. They're like, yeah, let's do that right away. So it'll take some time getting these kind of more center people to come around to that idea. I think that's pretty important, but at least he's open to talking about it. Agrees with DACA, so that's for immigration. He thinks that it should be pretty easy for young, particularly in like Central America, like Mexico, Guatemala, all those countries, particularly easy for them to be able to get citizenship status, especially children. Yeah, that's good. I agree with him on that. And fights LGBTQ rights. He's very strong supporting that, as he is gay, and he will fight for that. That's good. He seems like a good advocate for their community. I'm not in that community personally, but I'll talk to some of my friends about that in the future. Yeah, so with his policy, from what I see, like, it's kind of standard, nothing big. So some candidates, they have really strong, bold ideas as to what they want to accomplish right away and stuff. And I like that. You gotta throw some stuff in there that's unique to you. Like, take Kamala Harris with her big budget cuts, or sorry, tax cuts for the middle class. Or Bernie with his healthcare plan, or Andrew Yang with giving $1,000 to each citizen per month to help with medical bills and stuff. I'll cover that next. Don't worry. So I feel like he's a good candidate. He has taken a shot up in the polls and in fundraising too. So it looks like he'll get onto the debate stage. I don't know what the shakedown is so far, but I'll be sure to cover this in the future. Stay tuned. I will make a new episode very soon. It'll be better quality. I'll probably get a mic soon. And my friend Riley will be editing it. And he's a very good editor, as I said at the beginning of this podcast. It'll be longer. We'll cut it up. See you all for now.